Harih Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay. Chaitanya Upanayam, Natya Shastra, Chapter 22, Four Types of Dramatic Styles. Okay, so then we have the three kinds of pleasantry. And so then the first one, beginning of pleasantry, page 34. The beginning of pleasantry is to be known as the first meeting of lovers in which words and dresses exciting love are in evidence, but which ends in fear. Unfoldment of pleasantry. The unfoldment of pleasantry is the cause of the sentiment contributed by short touches of different psychological states, and not by any of them as a whole. Right, so then unfoldment will be this all so many different, you know, elements that is there in the interaction. Covert pleasure is the third. When the hero, out of any necessity, acts incognito through his qualities such as intelligence, good appearance, and affection, it is called covert pleasure. Udriti, Srila Rupa Goswami. Kaishiki, so that's this, the graceful style, Kaishiki. Kaishiki is consisted with dance, songs, and delicate efforts of amorous pastimes, and dressed with gentle garments and ornaments. It became known as Kaishiki due to being connected with the hairs of Lord Krishna. Kaishiki, Vritti, has four parts, namely, Narma, Narma Svanja, Narma Svota, and Narma Garba. Okay, so Narma is 16 pastimes and amusements. Narma Svanja is first meeting of lovers, beginning with joy but ending in alarm. Then Narma Svota is first symptoms of love, and Narma Garba, actions of the hero in an unrecognized form. Okay, so here it's... Because he says three kinds, but Rupa Goswami is taking it that there's four parts. The amusements, pastimes, amusements themselves, and then within that you can have subsections. So you have the overall of the pastimes or the interactions. Then you have within that the first meeting, the various interactions, and that, like that, you know, where that attraction is development, and then where there's an unrecognized form.
Actually, Bharat Muni said also the same thing. This guy, he instead of putting just pleasantry, then he put three kinds of pleasantry. The first one is only pleasantry.
Okay, so then just take that down. Okay. Narma is when there's an abundant sentiments of amorous pastimes unrelated to mundane pleasure. Okay, well, that kind of cuts out a lot of options on your dramas and stuff like that. Unrelated to mundane pleasure, joking and...
I think entertaining one. Entertaining.
Yeah, that's a problem with these things. So, okay, there's abundant sentiments of amorous pastimes. There are abundant sentiments of amorous pastimes, of joking and entertaining?
Entertaining, I think.
Enter or enter?
Entertaining.
Entertaining the mind of the beloved that are unrelated to mundane pleasure. Something like that. Or pastimes unrelated to mundane pleasure, consisting of joking and entertaining the mind of the beloved. Maybe keep it the way it is, just put consisting of, put that there. However, this Narma is known to be of three kinds. Shringara Hasya, Shuddha Hasya, and Bhaya Hasya. So Shringara Hasya is born of erotic sentiment and laughter. Shuddha Hasya, Hasyaja, born of pure laughter. And Bhaya Hasyaja, born of fear and laughter. So laughter is there in all three of them. Shringara Hasyaja, Shuddha Hasyaja, and Bhaya Hasyaja. So erotic sentiment and laughter, pure laughter, and fear and laughter. Narma that is born of erotic sentiments and laughter is said to be of three kinds. Namely, by manifesting sensual joy, having attachment to and separation from the offensive beloved. Offensive beloved? Oh, because the beloved's done something wrong, so yeah. Then the separation. Sensual pleasures are manifest through speech, assumed appearance, and certain gestures. Therefore, it is taken to be of three kinds. Now, through speech, so each one is you take one of them, and it has these four parts. Then you take one of those, and it has these many parts. And so that's why it's not as easy as it would seem. Now, through speech in Padyavali, oh, Achyuta, what kind of satisfaction I could derive by simply seeing you. Rather, people in general conclude that in this solitary place, both of us are engaged in some undesired activities. Therefore, I am leaving now. By addressing him in this particular style, the gopi has thus indicated that she feels sorrow and drowsy? Why drowsy? Something about and feeling feels sorrow. Yeah. Hearing this, Lord Krishna immediately embraced her with his great arms. May that Lord protect you. Okay, so this is through. What was it?
Speech
of. Okay, so that means in Narma, then you're going to have the sensual, and then within that there'll be the speech. Okay. Then, oops. Through dress, okay, because he mentions speech, assumed appearance. Through dress, as explained by Rasavarna Shudhakara. Upon rising of the moon, the women whose eyes and minds filled with sorrow began to dress their tender lover's messenger. But, for some reason, her putting of dress appeared to be reverse, and that created a laughter among all her friends. Okay, then the last one is through gestures. Through gestures, just as a smiling gopi sitting among her own friends on the bank of Jamuna glanced with her left eye upon the smiling blackish lotus face of Lord Madhubhit, the killer of Madhu Demon, who is resembling a bumblebee. However, at the same time, by her right eye, she is again and again indicating towards the pleasure grove, and knowing that the sun is getting reddish, or will be setting soon, begins to pluck the flowers to prepare a bed. Okay, so that's gestures. Just as the bhogecha narma, or manifesting sensual pleasures of three kinds, manifesting attachment is also. So there was Okay, manifesting sensual joy, attachment to, and separation from. Manifesting attachment is also done through words, assumed appearance, and gestures. Therefore, of three kinds, Natika Chandrika. So that means each one will be of. So the is what, namely by manifest erotic sentiments and laughter, said to be of three kinds. So having how you say, manifesting sensual joy, having attachment to and the speech, assumed appearance, and certain gestures. So that will apply then in all of them. So then you can get any combination of these. Because there'll be the physical interaction, there'll be the assumed appearance, and that, and then there'll be the gestures, the subtleties. Okay. These are the four varieties of the graceful style, as I was speaking about. I shall hereafter describe the energetic style, which is concerned with a haughty sentiment. Verses 55 to 62. Four varieties of the energetic style. The style which includes mostly the qualities of a bold person, arabhata, such as speaking many words, deception, bragging, and falsehood, is to be known as energetic. The style in which there is a representation of model work, pushta, falling down, jumping, crossing over, piercing, deeds of magic and conjuration, and varied ways of fighting is called energetic. Four varieties of energetic style. It has four varieties, such as compression, samkshiptaka, commotion, avapata, elevation of the plot, vastu tapana, and conflict, samfeta. Compression. Conforming to the purpose of the play, compression includes relevant crafts such as many kinds of model works, drawings, and dresses for a condensed representation of the plot. Okay, so things that show something to do with it, you know, so that the plot becomes shortened. Otherwise, it could be very long. So you just want to bring out, because the idea is you're bringing out certain sentiments in between. So things that just connect things together or set situations, they're not the ones that carry the sentiment. You know what I'm saying? And so those can be compressed. So
it's meant to use mainly the main one.
Yes, because you always want to bring up. It's just like, they say, let us say we set up the table very nicely. There's all the different, you know, arrangements that are there that could be made. You know, whatever you can think of. And then in the middle of that, there's a little bowl, and inside there's, you know, I say, you know, just, I don't know, one piece of lettuce or something. Right? But the arrangement is fabulous. But does the arrangement carry taste? No, it's the food that carries the taste. So, now if you have lots of food, but not so, the arrangements aren't so, right? It doesn't matter, because the food is what you're going to be interested in. You know? So then you want to get that balance, you know, that how much it will bring out. Just like, let us say, you know, let us say I have, let's say, we can't use that. Just like you said yesterday. Yeah, just like you said yesterday. I was going to go, wait a minute. Okay.
Lettuce was good.
Lettuce was good. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of what you could use that would... It's got to be something that could carry both moods. Okay. Okay, let's say you have some potatoes, okay?
Neutral.
Neutral. And they're just sitting on a paper plate on the table. And I say, hey, you want some? And so then what's going to be, you know, the question may be, oh, where is this from, you know? Like that meaning, you know, I kind of want to make sure it's not too weird where it's from. Right? Now let's say I come in and the potatoes are in a very excellent, you know, plate and arrangement and stuff like that. Then it's not going to be, where's this from? It's going to be, oh, where's this from?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
It's going to
yes.
very much change.
Yes, yes.
So that's the whole point, is that these things can bring out and bring the thing. Yes. But so that it makes it more inspiring, more this, or it tells things and yes. Does that make sense? Yes. Okay. Commotion. Commotion is known to relate to the occurrences of fear and jubilation, panic, flurry, many kinds of speaking, quick entrance and exit. You know, in other words, something's going on that's just making a. Elevation of the plot. That deed which is including panic or being connected with as giving shelter to anyone and includes a combination of all the sentiments is called elevation of the plot. So some situation, some activity in which then all these different emotions and all that, and it's going to further the plot, mm-hmm. right? Means it's not just something that's connecting things. It's something that establishes some very nice aspect. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? You know, does that make sense? So you can see the quality of how they're dealing with, you know, and so because of that, then it elevates the plot either in favor of or against or things like that. You know, it's just like you have a character, they're going along, but then they do something in that, so many emotions are there, and then they either become, now you find out that he's a great guy or he's the bad guy.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Conflict, samfeta, is known to include excitement, many fights, personal combats, deception, betrayal, and much striking of weapons. Udriti, Srila Rupa Goswami. Arabhati, Vriti, is consisting of excessive use of illusory energy and black magic, as well as various amazing actions of war like running around, jumping, fighting, and chopping, and so on. It has four divisions, namely Chanchipi, Avapatana, Vastu, Utapana, and Samfeta. Thus explained the great sage Bharat Muni. Whenever an object is created shortly, but in an amazing way, then it's called Kshanchipti. That was the
first one.
Which one?
First one.
Okay.
Compression.
So an amazing. When Lord Brahma took away all the children from the forest, Lord Krishna immediately created exactly the same group of children with the same number and particulars. Mm. What to speak of others, Lord Krishna himself was amazed to see this. Right, because he's sitting with all his friends who are himself. They're all interacting with himself just as they always do. And then they go home and the mothers are all ecstatic and everything. Yeah. Okay, so something that's done immediately, so it has to be something that's clever and amazing. Like that. When one is falling down due to his quick motion, panic and entering into some place, it is called avapatanam. So this avapatanam was which one? Commotion. Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Krishna has playfully killed the wicked elephant Kuvalayapida as if it was an obstacle on his way and caused great fear into the hearts of enemies, entered the lofty elevated wrestling arena. There he became as cool as the rain cloud in order to calm down the forest fire of overly proud wrestlers. By casting his restless eyes, he made the mean-hearted, cruel people fearful and run away from there. Just see now with full of anger. Or just now full of anger. We don't need the with. He is quickly approaching Kamsa just as Garuda attacks the snakes. Okay, so that is commotion. Yeah, so that's definitely come in, kill the elephant, then come in and cut a profile, and everybody's running around and everything like that, you know. Yeah, that's that fear, jubilation, panic, flurry, many kinds of speaking, quick entrance and exit, you know. So Krishna came in, dramatic exit, entrance, all these other guys are making a dramatic exit, you know. Yeah. When there are disturbances caused by some type of delusion, that is called vastu tapana. Okay, that's the elevation of the plot. The putana witch came into Vraja having covered up with false beauty and affection with wicked thoughts in her heart. But baby Krishna playfully sucked up her breast. I would just say sucked her breast. And was so pleased that she was immediately sent to Vaikuntha, so that hereafter she will not have to... He will... So that hereafter, I guess it would be he will not have to drink her mother's breast milk again? Or she will... So that was... And that was the... Okay, and last, samphita, is to attack out of anger or agitation. By seeing the violent fight between Chanura and Krishna, the heart of both Kamsa and Vasudeva was heavily affected with grief and sad thoughts. Natika Chandrika, 246, 250. Yeah. Okay. You could even drop the samphita into another paragraph. These are the styles to be reckoned by the wise in connection with the drama. Now listen about their application in different sentiments, which I'm going to tell you. Verses 63 to 65, styles according to sentiments. Udriki, among these, rest three vrittis depend on object. I would just put, he means the rest other than bharati. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he put among these, bharati vritti depends on shabda, the other three depend upon object. Mm-hmm. Now the sentimental obligation of these four will be explained. Okay, the bharati will be all on sound, and the others will be on the personality or something that they're connected to. Satvati vritti is implied in the sentiments of tranquility, heroic, amazement, joyful, and parental. But in the conjugal and laughter sentiments, kaishiki is more desired. Similarly, in the disgusted, pitiable, and fearful sentiments, the Arabhati vritti is implied. However, bharati vritti should be utilized throughout all sentiments. Right, so it's about when you're going to speak something and all that, and it may not be so much about directed towards another personality. So like all of your monologues and things like that, that would all be this aspect. You know. Does that make sense? So they're used throughout, so you're going to have at some point where they speak. You know, does that make sense? You know, like the director comes out, he may do a monologue, things like that. Or there might be Pines in Between Will comes out and he'll speak on what's happening. Depends on the style it's used. Like that. You know, how you say, Shakespeare uses that a lot. Someone's out on their own, they're talking on their own, as if they're talking to someone else, but they're only talking to themselves. The style in the erotic and comic sentiments should be graceful, and in the heroic and the marvelous sentiments it should be grand. And in the terrible, the odious and the furious sentiments, one should use the energetic style, while the verbal style is applicable to the compassionate and the marvelous sentiments. I have spoken properly about the theatrical representation dependent on words, gestures, sattva, which culminate in styles. Now I shall treat of the costumes and makeup used in the production of plays. Okay, so now what you do for... Is that the Mayapur Harinam, or that's some guest?
It's Mayapur. Just on the Kadasi, they do different schedule.
Oh, okay, because normally they're like later in the day.
Yeah, in late afternoon. But the Kadasi, sometimes they do just like
early. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, because sometimes you hear guest devotees come when they go from the temple to where they're staying. They like to do kirtan.
But today is Friday, I think.
Okay.
Visitors are not here yet. It's Friday morning. Okay. Not really.
Okay. Okay. Chapter 23, Costumes and Makeup, Adhyaya Prakashika. Having finished the discussion on Vachaka Abhinaya and the application of gestures and words in construction of a dramatic plot and proper representation of different styles in a dramatic play, but the current chapter commences to discuss on the third form of Abhinaya called Aharya. Aharya Abhinaya deals with costumes and makeup which consists of ornaments of men, women, making up of the face and other limbs with grease paints, etc. Details of natural
derivative and substitute colors.
Oh, details of natural natural derivatives and subsidiary colors. Different styles of hair, manufacturing of masks, etc. Aharya Abhinaya is classified into four groups, namely Pushta, or model work, Alankar, or decoration, Angarachana, or cosmetic painting of the body, Sanjiva, or lifelike representation of animals and birds, and personification of inanimate objects. All these elements add ornamentation to the play to make it a grand spectacle. Hence, Aharabhinaya is referred to as the ornamental aspect of Natya. Bharata says that this Abhinaya becomes important because the Aharya communicates the concept and mood by its dress and decor even before any action is done or a word is spoken. Right? So the Abhinaya then is what's communicating, right? So then you have the words, you know, that's what we dealt with before, the construction and all that. The moods, then you're going to have the costumes, because they can express, right? You're going to have the gestures, you're going to have, you know, the various stances and that, and all these different things, right? Shloka Anusharana, 1-4, necessity of the costumes and makeup. 5-8, model work. 9-71, decoration. 72-114, painting of the limbs. 115-158, rules for different costumes. And 159-223, use of weapons and other accessories. Verses 1-4, necessity of the cosmetics and makeup. I shall speak in due order, O Brahmins, about the costumes and makeup, for the entire production of a play depends on these. The extraneous representation, Aharya Bhinaya, deals with the rules of the costumes and makeup, Nepatya. Anyone who wishes for success of a dramatic production should pay attention to these. Different types of the dramatis personae, indicated first by their costumes and makeup, accomplish the representation without much effort by means of gestures and the like. Right, so by the costume they come out, you already basically know who they are, and then a few gestures, a few other things, it completes everything. So it becomes very, very prominent, very, very important. Right. Costumes and makeup are of four kinds. Model work, pushta, decoration, alankara, painting the limbs, anga, rachana, and the use of living creatures, sanjiva. Verses 5-8, model work. Of these, the model work is of three kinds and of various forms. They are the joined object, Santima, the indicated object, Vyajima, and the moving object, Cheshtima. The model work, which is to is made up of mat, cloth, skin, the like, is called the joined object. Santima. That was made by means of a mechanical device, yantra, is called the indicating object. Vyajima, and that which can be made to move is called a moving object, Cheshtima. Hills, carriages, lofty palaces, shields, armors, banner staffs, and elephants, which are constructed for use in dramatic performance, are called model works. Hmm. Okay, so they may do a lot of props. Verses 9 to 71, decorations. Decorations, alankara, are known as attaching differently flower.
Differently can be removed.
Okay. Notice attaching flower garlands, ornaments, and dresses after observing the rules relating to different parts of the human body. Garlands are five kinds: encircling, veshtita; spread up, vitana; grouped, samgatya; knotted, grantima; and hung down, pralambita. Wow. Five different kinds of garlands. That's so far, huh? Ornaments of the body are known by the wise to be of four kinds. That to be fixed up by piercing the limbs, avedya; that to be tied up, bandhaniya; that to be worn, prakshepya; and that to be put around, aropya. Aropya, to put around. So that means, when we say we project, it means we take that and put it around whatever is there. Okay.
They give fully details, like what ornaments women wears and what ornaments men wear. It's a big chapter.
Of these, the ornaments to be fixed by piercing the limbs are ear ornaments, such as earrings, kundala. Those to be tied up, bandhaniya, are to be represented by the girdles, shroni, sutra, and the angada, armband. The ornaments to be worn, prakshepya, are the anklets, nupura, as well as the wearing apparels. And those ornaments to be put around, aropya, are the golden neck chain, Hema Sutra, and necklaces, hara, of different kinds. Oh, okay. Good. These ornaments are to be applied also after consideration of the popular tradition, agama, measurements and color of the body, and practices mentioned in Vishvakarma's work. So it's according to the Stapana Veda. So then that's going to be, because in Stapana you're going to have all the deities, so who wears what and where and all that, that's established there. Then according to that, that's what you represent here in the drama. So all these things are connected together, you know. You know, just like in the fighting, that would be from the Dhanur Veda, like that, you know. And then there's going to be references and this and that to the Ayurveda, and then what people look like or deal. Or so all of them go together very nicely.
Even his wife, maybe they still do that, according to the history, how the costume should look, and and they get the words for this, if it really look authentic.
So you're saying Hamlet didn't walk out in a pair of tight jeans or something, stressed jeans, no?
No, he's on baseball hat.
No?
Flip-flops.
Baseball hat, yeah, of course. In dramatic production, one is not entitled to decorate limbs freely and at one's will with gold, pearls, and jewels, applied with a sense of proportion and put on in proper places. The jeweled ornaments will lend beauty to the limbs. But in the production of plays, there should be no use of too many ornaments, for these will cause fatigue to actors and actresses while making prolonged movements. Moreover, weighed down with heavy ornaments, one cannot move much, and once so weighted down is likely to be exhausted and to faint. To be exhausted and and possibly faint or something. Hence, in a dramatic production, there should be ornaments made of pure gold, for those made of lacquer inlaid slightly with jewels will not bring exhaustion to the wearers in the play. So, in other words, it should be, what's it called? There's even a name for that. You know, the imitation ornaments. Mm.
Yes.
But they do them really well.
It's whole description is given which kind of metals you use to make those imitation ornaments. Also.
Oh, okay.
I think I omitted most of it.
Oh, yeah. We could put that as a footnote. Mm.
Like no, but I think I mentioned what the metal.
Okay.
Later it comes towards the end. Masks and
other. There's a name for that jewelry. Costume jewelry.
They say imitation jewelry.
Yeah, imitation, but it's also known as costume jewelry.
In Russian there is a word for this.
Hmm?
In Russian there is a word for this.
Yes, very specific. Costume jewelry, because then you use it in costumes. You have wearing a certain, so that's a use, so you wouldn't use the real ones. So, yeah. So it's a standard thing to not use the real stuff. One is that it can all get stolen, and two, it's too heavy. Because if you put on the full amount of ornaments that, let's say, the heroine would possibly wear, there might be a kilo of gold. You know, and then you have all the clothes, all the this, that, it's all just going to get too heavy. Yeah.
So Maharaj, when, for example, it was big fighting like Mahabharat, it means the fighter were having heavy stuff and then...
Yeah, very heavy. I mean, it's just in and you can see today in Jaipur that the... I think, I'm not sure which king it was.
Ranaputta.
Yeah, his sword is there, and it weighs, I forget if it's 90 kilos or 90 pounds, it's ridiculous. It's huge, it's a big sword, you know, they were big guys.
His armor was 85 kilos.
Yeah, so that's, the armor's 85, his sword's 90 or 70, something like that, ridiculous.
And how much he weighs?
Yeah, he himself probably...
160.
Oh, 160.
He's 7 feet, 4 inches, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so he was big guy and everything. So, you know, that's why, you know, you don't mess with him. You know, when his sword goes by, you know, you and your horse get cut in half, you know, so... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so very heavy. So that's why everything's made to,
yes.
So it doesn't. It represents, it gives you the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you try to make it look as nice as possible.
The Mughals were told, never go in front of him. No matter whatever the reason, you should never go in his premise, because you will not return alive.
The rules of decoration are optional in case of celestial beings, gods and goddesses, but the decoration of human females are to be made carefully. The celestial females are to be distinguished for their own roles by means of ornaments and costumes suited to the various conditions. Women are the Vidyadharas, Yakshas, the Nagas, and the Apsaras, and the daughters of sages and gods are to be distinguished by their costumes. The same rule applies also to women of the Siddhas, the Gandharvas, the Rakshasas, the Asuras, the godly monkeys, and human females. The Vidyadhara women should be made to have hairs, shika, tied in a top knot, decorated with a string of many pearls, and clothes completely white. The Yaksha women and the Apsaras should have ornaments of jewels, and the same... and the same will the dresses of all these... Means they're also in white or something, or?
I think not.
Except that the Yaksha women only are to wear the shika.
Apsaras don't wear a shika.
Yeah, means the shika means where they take the hair and tie it up on the top.
Mm-hmm.
So the Apsaras don't do that. They generally keep theirs down or something. But it seems the Vidyadharas and the
Yakshas
wear like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. But they don't wear. It seems they don't wear much ornaments.
Yeah.
The Apsaras wear a lot of ornaments. The Naga women are to wear, like the goddesses, the ornaments abounding in pearls and jewels, but they also have a hood in addition to these.
Yeah, the cloak.
You know, like, yeah, like that. No, it's probably in the decoration, in the hair, then they'll put a thing like that. Then you know they're a Naga.
The clip, it comes, like when they braid the hair, from there it comes out like this on the top. It comes very nice.
Yeah, so you can see there's a braids there, and then that comes up like that. And so then
they decorate very nice.
You know that they're a Naga. Because they can take human form, but this way then you know that they're still a Naga. Otherwise, how do you know?
The Tamilians are fully into worshipping Naga Devata. And then so many movies on.
And so they all have them all like that.
Yeah, when she appears, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Top of her head.
It's a Naga. The daughters of sages are to wear a single veni of the hair of their head. They should not be, and should not be made to have too much decoration. Right, so that for them it'll be very light. These are the daughters of the sages, so they're living in the forest, so they won't have so much. You know, just have, you know, mostly it'll be my clothes and that, but probably less ornaments. The Siddha women should have ornaments abounding in pearls and emeralds, and their dresses should be of yellow color. Right, I think the other ones were white. No? Ornaments of the Gandharva women should be made to abound in rubies. Right? So it mentioned before and they are to carry a veena in the hands and to have clothes of saffron color. The Rakshasa women are to have, I guess it's supposed to be sapphires. Probably, I think it's a PH, no?
Yes,
sapphires as their ornaments, and their teeth are to be made white and the dresses of black color. So that's the Rakshasa women. Okay, so white teeth and black color. Okay. So you can tell when they smile, right? The celestial women are to have lapis lazuli and pearls as their ornaments, and the dresses are to be made green like the color of a parrot's tail. So that bright, nice. The women of the godly monkeys are to have topaz and sometimes lapis lazuli as their ornaments, and their dresses are to be made of blue color. This should be the dress of celestial women in their lovemaking. But in special cases, their dresses are to be made white. Like Ganga Devi, like when you see her, she wears white. That's just her, how she wears. So it seems to be they have different things. But it's also in general they're like this. But human females are to have dresses and ornaments according to their places of origin. Listen properly about them. The young women of Avanti are to have curling hairs, and the women of Goda are generally to have hairs curled. And they are to have Shika Pasha and the Veni. What's the Veni?
Veni is the braid, I think.
The braid, okay. The Abhira women are to have two Venis, two braids. And their heads generally have an encircling band. And their clothes should be mostly blue. Wow. Does he always have the American Indians? They would have the two braids and they would have the band? Like that. Okay. The women of the northeast are to hold up their shikandas, and in dressing themselves, they cover the body up to their hair.
Almost there. Almost.
Yeah, well, you see, also, they have very high necks and all that. The girls of them up there, probably because it's cold and windy, so they always have very high. The women of the south are to have ulekya with kumbi padaka and avarta on the forehead. Mm. What do you understand those two?
Three.
No.
Thus, hairstyle, etc., dresses, ornaments, hair cutting, etc., should be regulated for the remaining characters according to their habitation and birth. All right, so wherever they're from, then they would be dressed accordingly. Because the different areas, people have different moods and this and that, different traditions, so they like to dress in a particular way. Right? You see, previously everybody dressed, you know, you go back 100 years in the locale, then they would dress in a particular way. In India, very much you'd see that, you know, not even so far back. But even in Europe and other places, you could tell where people were from by how they dressed. Like that. You know, it's just natural.
Maharaj, in this presentation, it is for the full world, for the world, entire world.
Yes, it's the same principle. Yeah. You know, so if you're going to have someone from a particular place, a particular age, then you would use. So, in other words, you'd use period costumes, you would use all those things, and what would be the things to do. And even if you're saying, but nowadays everyone dresses in every way, but it's only certain people dress in certain ways. You know, nerds will dress in one way, goths in another, punks in another. You know, businessmen in a different way. Like this, you kind of get a general idea of what they're doing.
So, Ulleka says some kind of marking should be there. And then the next one, Kumbhi, is like the jar-like shape. It should come like a jar-like shape, I don't know.
Oh, the hair.
Hair.
Yeah, because you see in South, you see that there's the kind that comes out and goes like this. You see that on the Lakshmis? That it comes out as bigger like that and goes like, it's not just a straight knot. It comes out and it somehow or another goes they do that.
Yeah,
you see that. Especially if the tilted one, it always has that one. And then, Avarta? I haven't found it yet. But it says Avarta on the forehead, so you'd say it must be some kind of marking. An ornament and such other things not put in its proper place will create no beauty. For by wearing a mekala, girdle, on the breast, one will create laughter. Yeah. Dresses to suit the condition of females. Similarly, the condition of females whose lover has gone abroad and who are afflicted with misery are not to have a clean dress, and they are to wear their hair as single veiny from the head. The dresses of women who are separated from the lover should be white, and they are not to wear many ornaments. Such should be the dresses of women according to their habitation and the condition of existence. Now I shall speak about the proper dresses of men.
Mm-hmm. It seems that according to the dress, it seems that it is more or less the same thing every day.
They're general things. But within that, they'll make variation.
Variation, yes.
You know, it's just that whatever you have, whatever you're doing, you know, because there's this idea that, we can do whatever we want, but you'll do within a certain circle.
Yes, yes.
Even though you may have a wider range of dresses, you only wear that if it's this occasion.
Yes.
Or that occasion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's always going to have that limitation, that certain situations, there's certain dresses that match that. And someone will always work within what they like. Someone, let's say, like it says, shows their blue. And so it's various varieties of blue. It doesn't mean plain blue. It just means that the main color is blue within the outfit. It may have other colors and other things and designs and shapes and all this, but it'll tend to be blue.
But in order to follow that, the person here, the woman, must be quite satisfied. For example, the naga.
It matches their mood. That's what they like.
Yes.
You know, it's just like we're saying. You take a woman of present day. Someone likes to wear more floral things. Someone likes to wear more geometric. Someone likes to wear this. Someone likes to wear that. So they'll make variety, but it's always within that.
Mm-hmm.
You check who's wearing a complete wide range of things, and every day is completely different. Nobody. They move within a particular circle. You know, within for themselves, it has a variety and all that, but it's still within the same thing. Like you say, she always wears a sari, but she may have a few hundred saris. But she always wears a sari. Does that make sense? You know? And she'll tend towards these particular colors. You know? You know, like this, it'll be called a brown blanket. That'll be a gray blanket. Even though in this it has red, it has black, but it's brown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a green, you know, a gray blanket, but it has green in it, it has charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
like that. That's also a gray blanket, but that has red in it. So both of these are gray blankets. But see the difference. So that's the thing, is they'll tend towards that. It doesn't mean that the designs and all that aren't of other colors or other things. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because you're trying to bring out, you know, where they're from, and so it adds to the flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. 72 to 114, painting the limbs. But in the men's case, the producers of plays should first of all paint the limbs, and then costumes according to their habitation should be provided. Four original colors. The four original colors are black, blue, yellow, and red. The limbs should be painted with these. These are the primary colors. And there are, besides, derivative ones and minor colors. I shall speak about the ways in which the producers are to make them. The bluish-white Karandava color is made up of the white and blue, and the yellowish-white color, Pandu, of white and yellow. The lotus Padma color is made up of the white and the red. The green, Hari color, of the yellow and blue. The dark red, Kashaya, color is made up of the blue and red. And the pale red, Gouda, color of the red and yellow. These are the derivative colors. Besides these, there are many minor colors, which may be made up of three or four original colors. So in other words, they have a particular bodily color. And then on top of that, then you have the costume, you know, which will, you know, match whatever is appropriate for the particular person. I don't know if you've ever seen, but it used to be, if you go back in time, when they'd have the big billboards for the movies, you know, the Bollywood movies and that, on the billboard, everybody, their faces were all different colors. Literally, blues and greens and this and that. The women weren't. They were of a standard color. You know, but the men had all these different colors. It was really far out.
Here in India?
Yeah, yeah. I guess it comes from the drama thing. You know, whether they had in the movie or not, but in the poster they always had. You know, because you know the ones where they have everybody's faces together and someone's standing and someone's looking this, and you know, just to give an idea of the flavor and like that. So the whole, you know, huge billboard. You know, like,
but they did that for Marvel and for the, all those. They also do.
Yeah, they also do.
Star Wars.
Yeah, they're all green. They're all different colors. So I mean, it's pretty standard. But you see, generally, it's rare sometimes that the girls would be of colors. Nowadays they make them, but previously the girls were of one color. The guys may be different colors.
Now they're all black.
Or Asian.
Black life matters is more prominent.
Yes, black. And if they're black Asians, now that would be the real thing, wouldn't it? Huh?
Black Jewish.
Like Jewish. So, black, Asian, female, right? Yeah, Jewish, lesbian.
Single mother.
Hmm?
Single mother.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, you're not going to get much better than that. Right? Okay. Minor colors. Of these, a strong color should be form one part, and the weak colors two parts. Right, so you're taking the main color, and then you're using the weak colors as two parts. So then it will make it much more the minor. You know what I'm saying? It'll give a different color. Because the other one you saw was two colors mixed together. But this is then, it's you're having three colors. And the major one is one, and the minor ones will be two. So then it'll change it and make it different. But the blue color should be taken as directed below. The blue should form only one part, while the other colors will form three parts. For the blue is known to be the strongest of colors. Otherwise, it gets too strong. Knowing thus the rules of colors, which are to be prepared by mixing them variously, one should paint the body of different characters. The painted body, on changing its own costume, is to be considered as a matter of convention, natya dharma, as belonging to dramatis personae. After covering the body and its color by means of paints and cosmetics, an actor should assume the nature of the person whose character he is to represent. Just as the soul, after renouncing the nature proper to one body, assumes another character related to the body of another animal. So a person having a different color and makeup adopts a behavior connected with the clothes he wears. Right? So he may have whatever nature, but whoever he's acting, he takes on that nature. I mean, that's a standard thing of acting, but he's just making sure. Because otherwise, then, sometimes it would always be, there would be, I don't know if they still do it, but it was before, previously, every actor had their particular standard kind of look or movement or something that identified them, and in the movie at some point they had to do that. You know, so somebody be going along and then they turn around and look back or something like that, you know. You know, so that's their move. And so if that wasn't in the movie, people would, there'd be riots. So there had to be that, then everyone was happy. You know? Yeah. So you take on whatever is the nature of whoever you're acting. That's what you do. So here is that the actors were, you know, I mean, they may play within roles that they're good at. You know? But the point is it wouldn't be how they act on a day-to-day basis. You know, unless that's the part they're playing, then fine. You know. After learning the rule of making colors, one should paint the lives of the dramatis personae in conformity with their habitation, birth, and age. Right, so where they're from, you know, then their particular position in society, their age, and then you make it accordingly.
Right? But now, the painting of the limb means it can be the full body.
That will be whatever will be exposed. So I'm sure it would be, especially if you're doing all these other kind of things, then it would probably be from the waist up, they would be painted. And if need be, depending what they're, from the knees down. And then like that, then they would, you know, they'd have on their dhoti, their chuddars, or whatever it is. You know, and if it was something where they're wearing these full things like that, it might be just them hands, face, feet. But the point is they have those colors, they go with these moods, they go with the different, you know, what you're playing and stuff like that. No? No? I mean, now they do it, it's just a little bit more subtle, but there it's to make it obvious, so you know, the mood and all that. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah, so the different demigods, they all have their particular colors, yes, and this, yes, and that. So then,
so the audience, she can recognize very easily which one is which.
Yes, yes, because you generally see them, much of the time, the men are of all these colors, but the women are not.
Yes.
You know.
Even in our past tense, Lord Krishna is blue, Lord Ramachandra is green.
Yeah, like that.
All the ladies.
Yeah, but all the ladies are all okay. Golden colored. You know, unless they're, you know, an Avira or this or that. Then sometimes they might be a different, slightly different color. But otherwise, yeah. I say men are regional, women are more universal. When it comes to color, dress, then you know, it'll both have regional.
As the women are regional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And men are more general. It's like